This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With very little discussion, the full Senate passed the budget bill today.
The only thing that we're here to do is decide how do we impose $600 million in cuts, because that's all we can do.
Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur walked the Senate through the bill, advising from the start that amendments were not encouraged.
To be fair to everyone, we took them all out. We decided that we just wouldn't offer any of them. These are programs that can be funded in the next 2 weeks if they're a high enough priority for you.
It was quickly clear that the Senate is willing to work at raising more money during the special session that starts as soon as the current session ends. As Senator Francis Thompson pointed out, the holes in the current budget.
Just for the record, is that another one of our top priorities?
It's a high priority for me. I know it's a high priority for you, and I think it's a high priority for this body, and we'll find out what we do in a couple of weeks.
There were questions about TOPS.
In this current version of the bill, it's funded at 48%. When it came from the House, it was purportedly funded at 75%, but we know that it was funded with what we don't think it was real money.
And can you spend a moment on the distinction between real money and House money?
Yeah, preamble language provided for a mechanism or a scheme, as Senator Donahue likes to call it, a scheme by which they could raise money. These were self-generated dollars.
The Senate stripped that scheme out and now sends the bill back to the House for concurrence, or more likely, conference committee. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.